We're in the Gemara here on Chavtal, and today the Gemara is going through all sorts of stories where they asked about if you found an object here, would it be permitted? So, the last thing we had seen was that there was a guy who was screaming, "I want it back, I want it back," and Rav Nachman said, "Sorry, we know you already despaired. It's like a guy who's screaming about the fact that he lost something at sea, which sank. We wouldn't return it to him." So now a story. Hahu Dayo. This is the second wide line, towards the end of the wide line. Hahu Dayo, there was this vulture. Deshakel Bisra Bishuka. It took meat that was in the market. Veshadya b'tzinyasa de bay bar Merion, and threw it between the date trees of Bar Merion. Asa l'kami da Abaye. So Abaye, Bar Merion came in front of Abaye, Amar Le, and he said to him, Abaye told Bar Merion, Zil shkol l'nafshach, you can take the meat and keep it. So the Gemara asks, Varuba di Yisrael ninu, but the town of the date trees of Bar Merion's an area of mostly Jews. So Shamet Mina, do you see from this story that Allah Kibshim bin Elazar, Allah is like Kibshim bin Elazar, that if somebody loses an object in an area where there are lots of people, he despairs. Afilu Barov Yisrael, even if those lots of people are mostly Jews. And so the Gemara Shani Dayo, the vulture was different. The Kizuto Shel Yam Dami, it was like an object getting lost in a wave. Ay, Vama Rav, but didn't Rav say, Basa Shana Salman Ayin, Asr, forget about the issues of money. How could Bar Merion be eating this meat? It's meat that was hidden from the eye. And we have a rule that meat that was hidden from the eye, you can't eat because maybe it's non-Jewish meat, it's maybe treif. And it's the Gemara, Ba'omid Viro Ehu. Bar Merion stood and watched this whole story. He saw the vulture come. He saw the vulture take meat from a Jew. He saw the vulture fly up and then drop the meat down in between his date trees. And therefore, it was all kosher. Reb Chanina Matzi Gdi Shachet Ben Tver L'Tzipori. Reb Chanina once found a slaughtered goat between Tver and Tzipori. V'tirulo, and they allowed him both to keep it and to eat it. Amar Reb Ami said, "Itirulo mishum mitzia k'Reb Shimon Elazar." They told him he could keep it because it was found in a place with lots of people around. So, like Reb Shimon Elazar, the loser must have despaired. Mishum shchit, and they allowed him to eat it. K'Reb Chanina ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Haglili. That was like the ruling that we'll have in Masechet Chulin from Reb Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yosef Haglili, who taught that when you find a shechted item, you can assume it was shechted right because most people shecht. The most people who shecht correctly. The Tanis went in a Raisa. Haresha Abdullah Gdiya Vitarnagolov. Let's say a person lost his goats and his chickens. Fahalach Mitzan Shchutin. And he went and he found them slaughtered. Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't eat it if it was slaughtered because maybe it was slaughtered by someone who can't slaughter. And Rabbi Chanina Ben Osher Bioswin. Lili Matir. He says you can't eat it because probably if people are slaughtering, they know what they're doing. Amar Rabbi said, "Near and divrei Rabbi Yehuda kishematzan ba'ashba." I would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that if you found your stuff after it was lost, thrown out in a garbage, that's probably that it was treifed. That's what was thrown into the garbage. Divrei Pekinin b'noshu b'aglili kishematzan ba'bayis. If you find your stuff in a house, probably that means that it was slaughtered by those who know what they're doing. So the Gemara now asks, if we're saying that they could eat this meat, that means must be it was a place of Ruba Yisrael, and it was a place of mostly Jews, because non-Jews who slaughter, it's not kosher. See, Allah is like Reb Shimon Elazar, that if it's found in a place of lots of people, even if those there are lots of people that are Jews, the owner despaired, and you can keep it. Rava said no. Rov Kenanim v'rov Tabachi Yisrael. In terms of most of the people there, most of the people there were non-Jews. That's why the owner despaired, because he figured the non-Jews who find it are going to keep it for themselves. But most of the slaughterers were Jews. And therefore, once we say it was permitted, because of the despair, you could eat it because the shechita was probably done by a Jew, and it was a kosher shechita. Another story. Reb Ami Ashkach Pargio Shchutos Bein Tver L'Tzipori. Reb Ami met or found slaughtered pigeons between Tver and Tzipori. Asa L'Kamid Reb Asi went to Reb Asi. V'Amila, others say L'Kamid Reb Yochman went to Reb Yochman. Amila Bein Midrash, others say he went to the Beis Medrash. V'Amrule, and they said to him, Zil Shkolen Avshach, you can keep it. Reb Yitzchak Navcha Ashkach Kipora to Azli. Beazli, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha met strings that are used for making nets in a place where there are lots of hunters. Aslakam and Rav Yochanan went to Rav Yochanan, Amila Bibin Nijisha, sometimes went to the yeshiva. And they also told him, like Shimon Elazar, Amila, they said it's such a public area, the owner must have despaired. Zil Gosh, Kola Nafcha, if you can take it for yourself.
Mostly they go with the laws of probability.
That's right. Right? Yeah. People do. That's what normal people do when they know that they lost their object in a place where there are lots of people around, and certainly lots of non-Jews around. Then they figure, I'm not going to get it back, so you who did find it can keep it, because the owner certainly despaired.
And is it halacha too?
It yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, it's Doraisa. No, because you have majority. Most of the Shochtim we know, most of the people doing Shchita did it right. Next Mishnah, Ve'elu Chayev Lahachiz. These are things that if found, the finder needs to be looking to return. Matzah Peiros Pekli, if he found grain in a utensil. Or Kli Kamo Shu, he just finds a utensil. He has to go return it. That's distinctive. Most bekis, money in a wallet, or kis kamoshu, or just a wallet. Tzibure peiros, gatherings of, or piles of grain. Tzibure mos, piles of coins. Shalosh matpeos el gavzeh, three coins, one on top of the other. Krichos pirshus hayachid, small bundles in a private domain. Vekikaro shel balabayis, or loaves of a baker. Gizei tzem el kuchman besa uman, pieces of wool taken from the craftsman house. Those are distinctive, and you need to go look to return them. Kadayin v'kadayshemen, barrels of wine or barrels of oil. You need to go return. Hareilu, all of these things found, chayav lahachriz, he needs to announce that he found them because they have a simin and try to find the owner.
Is that,
All of the others are in Rishus Harab. Yeah. Says the Gemara, so what do we have in the Mishnah? When do you return grain if the grain is in a utensil? Or mos bekis, or money in a wallet? Hamatzakli ulufan of peros, implying if you find a utensil, it's turned over, and in front of it, there's a, you know, a spill of all the grain. Kis ulefan of maos, a wallet, and in front of it are coins. Hareelu shalo, then you can keep the grain and the coins. Because we don't say, oh, well, the same way the wallet is from so-and-so, must be the coins in front of the wallet are also from the wallet. Or the same way the utensil is so-and-so's, because he can identify it, must be that the grain is from that utensil. Apparently not. So Tnina lahadatan rabban. So then this Mishnah is following similarly to what we have in a Braisa. Matzah kli lefan of peiros, if you find a utensil and in front of it grain, kisu lefan of maos, a wallet and in front of it coins, or ilu shalo, even so you can keep the coins and the grain. However, if miktsasan kli miktsasan al gabe karka, if some of the grain is still in the utensil and only some of the grain is in front of it on the ground, miktsasan bakis, some of the coins are in the wallet, miktsasan al gabe karka, some of the coins are in front of the ground, chayav lahachriz, you do need to try to return the whole thing, and the person who can reclaim the wallet or reclaim the barrel, the utensil, will get also all of the grain and all of the money. But I'm going to challenge you, Raminu, we learned in another braisa, let's say you find something which has no sign in front of something that has a sign. In other words, you find coins in front of a wallet. Chayav lahachriz, you need to go return it. Once the person comes and says, okay, it was my wallet because it had this and this aspect to it. So give him back the wallet plus the coins. Rav Zvid answered, Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Right? So here we have our Mishnah saying that if you find grain next to or in front of an empty barrel, an empty utensil, you can keep the grain, and the guy who will reclaim the barrel will give him back the barrel. Yet you have a brisa that says if you find grain in front of a barrel, once the guy proves that the barrel is his, we assume that all the grain in front of it came from the barrel, and you have to give him back the barrel plus the grain. So it's a contradiction. Amar Rav Zvid answered, Lo kash, it's not a contradiction. We're going to have a whole bunch of answers. Ha, bekuva v'kitna. One is where you have a barrel filled with flax. Habitsanu peri. The other is when you have a basket filled with fruits. So, if you have a barrel filled with flax, that's our Mishnah, and you have a lot of flax in front of the barrel and no flax in the barrel, then you know that this flax didn't come from this barrel. Because flax is the type of thing that if it would spill, some of the fibers would be left in the original barrel. So if this barrel is clean of flax, and there's flax in front, you know that the flax came from somewhere else. If flax has no siman, you can keep the flax. And the person will reclaim the barrel when he gives you a sign. The brisa that said that when he reclaims the barrel, he also gets that which is in front of it, that's when you have a basket with fruits. It's normal that when the fruits spill out of the basket, they all spill out. So once he gives you a sign to prove that the basket is his, he also gets the fruit that are in front of the basket.
Even though the fruits don't leave any residue on the basket.
That's right. That's why we assume that they were all from the basket, even though there is no residue there. Rav Papa gave a different answer. Maybe both Brisa and Mishnah are both dealing with a basket and fruit in front of it. For lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Ha, the Brisa that said that you have to give back the fruit to the owner of the basket, the Ishtayar Bamidi, when there's residue left in the basket. Ah, when our Mishnah says you don't have to give back the fruit, you can keep the fruit, you just give back the basket, to lo ishtayar bamidi, because there was no residue left in the basket, so then you can be sure then, or you can assume that the fruit is not from the basket. Ibai is saying, well, I can give you another answer. Hava to lo ishtayar bamidi, both cases are talking about where there's nothing left in the basket. Lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Hada mahaji api legabe peri, here's where the basket is turned towards the fruit, so it looks like the fruit came out of the basket. So then when the guy will give you a sign that it's his basket, you'll have to give him back the fruit. Ha, but this which told you, you don't give back the fruit, you can keep the fruit, lo mahaji api legabe peri, where the basket, where the fruit spilled out of the basket, and the fruit are turned, and the basket is turned away from the fruit. So that doesn't seem like the fruit came from this basket. It seems like this basket was something else. And the fruit came from some other basket. So then you can keep the fruit that has no siman, you have to return the basket. Ibai Yisema, terribly another answer to this contradiction. Hava had mahaji api legabe peri. Both the Mishnah and the Brais are dealing with the fruit are out in front of the basket, and the basket is facing the fruit. For lo kasha ben, it's not a contradiction. Here we're talking about a basket that has a rim. Since the basket has a rim, so that would be the case of our Mishnah, that if the fruit is out of the basket, you don't return the fruit to the owner of the basket, because we say if the fruit would have been from this basket, some of it would have been left in by the rim. Ah, the Bryce that said that when you return the basket to the owner, you have to give him back the fruit that's in front of it. The Leslie Ugnlet's son is talking about a basket that doesn't have a rim. So since the basket doesn't have a rim, what's likely is that this fruit in front of this basket came from this basket, and it all spilled out. Nothing was left in. Fine. So now that he reclaimed the basket by means of a sign, he's also entitled to all of the fruit that's in front of the basket.
So even if the basket has a snap, you know, to snap it, close it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, then we would look. Is it closed? Is it open? Right? We look at the what's likely. If all the fruit are in front of the basket, but next to the basket, and it's likely that it came from this basket, yeah, then you'd have the law that if the person reclaims the basket, you give him back the fruit too. But if it looks likely that the fruit is not from this basket, it's a separate fruit, then you wouldn't return to him the fruit just because he could reclaim the basket. The Mishnah taught that tzibure peiros, piles of wheat, or tzibure mos, piles of money, you do need to return. So the Gemara asks, Shammai Mina, is this a proof? Minyan havi simen, that only that a number is a simen. So if you have multiple piles, you return it because the owner can tell you how many piles. So the Gemara says, not necessarily, Tani, you can read the Bryce, the Mishnah like this. Tzibor peros, a pile of fruit you need to return. And you need to announce it because of the location. So the Gemara says, 1 second. So then if you're going to say that the language of the Mishnah is Tzibor peros, a pile of fruit, that means that location is always a good sign. So that's also not necessarily a proof, because then you could read it the other way. You could say, Tani, you could say Tzibure peros. You could say that maybe what the Mishnah was saying is piles of fruit you need to announce, but not a single pile. That location is not a sign, but minyan, but a number is a sign. So it's one or the other. You know, either the Mishnah is telling you that a number is a sign, or the Mishnah is telling you location is a sign. Then the Mishnah says, Shalosh Matbeis El Gavzeh, 3 coins, one on top of the other, you need to announce. Rabbi Yitzchak Migidla, Rabbi Yitzchak from Gidla said, Vusha Asuyin Kimigdon. That's only true if the coins are arranged like a tower. In other words, the bottom one is the widest, then you have the middle one, and then you have the smallest one, because that clearly was placed deliberately. That means that there was a simon to it. Let the one who lost the coins come and identify. Yes, you found coins of mine. I know it was mine because it was arranged as a tower. And then he'll get it back. Tainam Yach, we also looked at a price like that. Matzah mos mefuzaras areilu shalom. If you find coins that are scattered, you can keep it. Asuyin ki migdalin. If you find coins that are arranged in a tower, chayav la'achuz, you need to go look for the owner. Elu hein asuyin ki migdalin. What does it mean when it's made like a tower? Shalosh matbeos. 3 coins of different widths, say al gavzeh, one on top of the other. So the Gemara now asks, Agufa Kashu, we have a contradiction here in this Braisa. In the Braisa itself, there's a contradiction. Amarti, you said, Matzamos, Mefuzar, Sarelu Shalom. If you find scattered coins, you can keep it. Ha, Mishalachi Shalchufi, but if the coins were not scattered, but, you know, you have one coin, and then on top of it another coin, and on top of it another coin, like steps. It sounds like Chayav Lahakas, that you would need to announce. But then Ema Seifa. But then it said in the end, Asuyin Ki Migdalin Chayv Lachas. If it's made like a tower, you need to announce it. Hamashalchi Shil Chufi. But if it's made like this, you know, one on top of the next, but you know, it's like steps. Harei Shlo, you could keep it. So the Gemara says, Tana, the Tana of the Braisa holds, Kol Shein Asuyin Ki Migdalin. Only if it's made like a tower, you need to announce it. If it's not like a tower, even if it is like steps, Mefuzaros Karilu, that's called scattered, and therefore you can keep. Because maybe it fell like that. It fell into that location. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You can drop a bunch of coins and they piled on top of each other. They just didn't pile up in a neat way. They're not going to be a tower, but they may be laying one on top of the other. Amar Reb Chanina said, Lo shanu ela shel shalosh malachim. Now this law of the Mishnah, that if you find 3 coins, and we've explained it means 3 coins in a tower, you have to go return it. That's only if they belong to different kings. Avol shel melech echad. But if the 3 coins are all the same type from the same king, eino chayev la'achriz, you don't need to try to return. Ask Gemara, what's the case? Hey chidam ida asuyin ki migdalin. If it's like what you just said, that it's in the arrangement of a tower, afilu shel melech echad nami. Even if it's all from one king, if someone went to the bother to arrange it as a tower, that means he knows it, where it is. And he should be able to retrieve it by identifying it like that. But if they're not made like a tower, but they're 3 kings, you also shouldn't have to return it. Even if it's 3 different kings, you're right. If you're going to say anything, this is what it means. When do you need to return the coins that you find, if they're bundled together? That means if they can be of the same king, but it looks like 3 different kings. In other words, why? Because they're of different sizes. Echidami, what does it mean? They look like 3 different kings. Asuyin ki migdalin, because these 3 coins are in an arrangement like a tower. Revicha tata, the widest is on the very bottom. Metzi eluve, above it is the one that's in the middle of the way of the size. Vezuta, the smallest, the eluve metziah, is on top of that which is in the middle. Tamin, and then we say, anuchi and chinu, probably they were put down in this exact location. But if you have 3 coins of the same size, of the same king, they're all the same, even though they're placed one on top of the other, the find you can keep it. Because maybe it just happened to fall that way. They all fell together in this way. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu shemelach echad, even if they belong to one king, nami machriz, he also needs to announce it and return it." So the Gemara says, "My machriz. So what are you announcing if you have three coins of one king? And what's the simon?" Answer the Gemara, minyan. You announce the number. In other words, the person will say, "I found three coins." And the other one will come and say, "Yeah, I know how you found them. You found them all placed one on top of the other, and therefore they are mine."
So generally you announce the actual object. You don't say, "I found an object."
Oh, so Gemara's about to say that. So Gemara says, "My yotlas." So why did the Mishnah say you announce three coins? Afilu train nami. Why don't you just announce two coins too? So Ravina explained, when a person is announcing what he finds, he says, "Tiva machris, I found coins." And then the one who lost it has to come and give a sign, right? He has to come and say, "I know how many coins you found. You found three. And I know what shape the coins were laying. They were like a tower." But if a person is going to cut, lost two coins, if I say I found coins, he's going to say, "Yeah, I know you found two." That's really not a simon, because coins is at least two. And that wouldn't be enough. He has to both give us the number and the style in which the coins were placed. So now the Gemara asks the following question. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, what happens if you found coins kesher mahu, which are in a circle? What would that be? Like a bracelet. Kishura mahu, what happens if it's in a line? Kechatsuva mahu, if it's like a tripod, what would be the law? Kesulam, like steps, what would be the law? Mahu, what's the law? The Gemara said, "Show me a chadah. One thing I could tell you: the Amar of Nachman and Rabbi Baravu Koshi leMachnas Lakitzim beNeim veNotlum vAsachas. If the coins are like steps, so that you could put a little wedge of wood underneath and lift all the coins up together, Chayav laHachri is that you do need to announce, because the loser could identify the way in which it was placed." Vayi Rav Ashi asked, "Avni beSkulis Ma? What happens if the coins are in the shape of the false idol Marcellus, namely one coin, and then on top of it, resting on the two coins, a third coin in the middle?" Tashma, coming here to Tan Mithin and Brysa, Matzamos Mefuzaros or Elushalo. If you find coins that are scattered, you can keep. A Kavne Beskulis, if the coins are arranged like the stones of the Marcellus statue, Chayev Lahachris, you need to announce. Eluhin Avne Beskulis, these are the stones of the This is the arrangement of the stones of Beis Kulis. Achas Mikan, one over here. Achas Mikan, one over here. V'achas Agalbe, and one on top of them. Tanu Rabbanan Lodin Abraisa. Amot Seisela B'shuk. If a person finds a coin in the market, Umetzo Chavero, and his friend found him, V'armelon, he told him, Shali, it's my coin. Chadashahi, it's a new coin. Nironisi, it is a coin of the Emperor Nero. Or Shamelech Ploni, or for whatever other king it was, Caesar, Ptolemy's coin. Lo Amar Klumi, you don't return that single coin. You have to return, three coins in a particular shape, but not a single coin. Velo, not only this, El Afilu Shmo Kasav Aleh, even if his name is written on the coin, and he tells you it's my coin, you don't give it back. Lo Amar Klum, why? L'fishein Simel Matbeah. A single coin is never identifiable with any simon. I mean, because we say, Dilma Fuki Afka, maybe he spent the coin. It was his coin. He put his name on it. But then he went and he bought a carton of milk. And now that it fell from the storekeeper, he's going to say, it's my coin. What's the proof? Because I have my name on it. We don't trust him. He maybe spent it. Maybe it fell from somebody else. We never return a single coin. We would return three coins, but not a single coin. Yeah.
$1,000 note.
Doesn't matter, because there's no simon that it's his.
Minimum is 3 coins.
But 3 coins together that we would return if they're in a particular shape. 2 coins you don't return. And 1 coin you never return. Next case of coins. Matza achar hagafo achar hagadar. If you find behind a fence of wood or reeds, or behind a fence of stones, goes los mekusharim, tied pigeons. Oh, b'shvilin shebasado. So you found the tied pigeons on the roads, in the fields. Harezelo yigabahen. So then you shouldn't touch them. You have to assume that probably they were placed there deliberately. We'll see, maybe not. But matzakli ba'ashpa. If you find a utensil in a garbage dump, If it was covered, also lo yigabo, don't touch it, because probably somebody hid it there. So you're not supposed to go take it. However, imagula, if it's uncovered, then no telu machris. You take the item and you have to go look for the owner. Ask the Gemara. My time, why if you find pigeons behind a wall, should you not take them? Answer the Gemara Darmina, because we say, Hani inish ans the inu. Maybe these were placed there deliberately by a person. And if I'm going to take these pigeons, their owner doesn't have any simen in the pigeon to be able to reclaim it from me. Therefore, I should leave them there till their owner comes back, the shakalu, and he'll take the pigeons that he placed there. So the Gemara asks, why? Why do you think there's no simen? Let the uniqueness of the knot in which the pigeon is tied be a simen. We're talking about where they were tied in their wings. The kuliyam ma'achim and kachilu, everybody ties pigeons together through their wings.
If pigeons are alive?
Live pigeons, yeah.
But I still don't understand why if somebody finds something in a garbage dump,
mm-hmm.
why has to return it to the owner? He probably threw them away and he dispersed it. You know, so
it all depends on how it was placed there.
So how do we know if it dispersed it or not? If it,
See. Well, it depends on how it was placed there. If it looks like it was put there deliberately.
We go with that laws of probability.
We always follow the laws of probability, but we're going to see. It depends on how it was placed there. Does it look like it was hidden there? Or does it look like he threw it out? If it was thrown out, then yes, of course you can keep it.
If in this case of the utensil, if we see like yesterday that the bulldozer is going to come to get it,
yes,
take it away?
You have to, because then it's getting lost, exactly. So the Gemara now asks, for the heavy makom simin, why can't you take the pigeons? The location of the pigeons is a sign, and the owner can reclaim it by saying it was behind the wall. Amravuk v'barchama b'mdadin. They are hopping around. Since they're hopping, he may not have placed it exactly here. He may have placed it somewhere else. They hopped over to here. Ibn Medadin, if they're hopping, so then as Baruch says, the probability is that they came from somewhere else. Umutarin, you could keep them. So the Gemara says, you're right. There is a possibility that they came from somewhere else. But it's also a possibility that a person hit them there. Havalu safek hinuach. It's a questionable, maybe that was placed here deliberately, maybe not. Rabbi Barzavda said, "Kol safek hinuach." When you have a question, maybe the owner put it here deliberately. Lechatchila lo yito, you shouldn't take it. If not the lo yaser, if you took it, you don't have to return it because maybe it wasn't placed there. You can claim that it came from somewhere else. But if it may have been placed here, you shouldn't be taking it. Then the Mishnah says, "Matzah kli ba'ashpa." If you find a utensil in a garbage dump. If it was mechusa, if it's covered, lo yigabo, don't touch it. Megula, if it's uncovered, no, to lemachris, you take it and you try to return it. We're a mini, but I'll challenge you. We learned in a braisa, matzah kli tamun ba'ashba. If you find a utensil hidden in the garbage, no, to lemachris, you have to take it and return it. Shekein derech ashba lipanos, because the garbage is going to be cleared. And since it's going to be cleared, someone else is going to take it. And he's going to keep it. So what about our mission? It says, don't touch it. Rav Zvid lo kasher. Rav Zvid said, it's not a contradiction. Ha, b'kubi v'kasi. One is talking about large utensils. Ha, the Brais is talking about sakini v'himnik, knives and forks, which are small utensils. Kubi v'kasi, if you find large, you know, bowls and cups and pitchers in a garbage dump, lo yiga, don't take it, because it was put there deliberately. B'sakini v'himnik. But if you see a knife and a fork in a garbage dump, note to Lamachris, try to go return it, pick it up and return it, because probably it wasn't put there deliberately, it was thrown out by mistake into the garbage when they cleared the table. Rav Papa said, Havaha, both the Mishnah and the Braisa, Bekui Vakasi are talking about large utensils. Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Kan Bashpa Suyuli Panos. If suddenly they made a decision to clear the garbage, so now you have to take these utensils, because now they're lost utensils. Kandam, when the Mishnah said, don't touch it, a garbage, it's not going to be cleared. So since it's not going to be cleared, the owner put it here deliberately, let him come and reclaim his own stuff. Ask the Gemara, if you have utensils in a garbage that's about to be cleared, this is Baruch's question, that's a guy throwing something out. He threw it into the garbage. So he's throwing it away, you can keep it. Elas, the answer is Ba'ach v'shein asir lipanos. Initially, it was a garbage dump that wasn't going to be cleared. So he probably put it here when it was not going to be cleared. And now Nimel Chalel lefanos, so the owner of the garbage dump has decided to suddenly clear it. So since he decided to clear it, now this utensil is about to be lost. You have to pick it up and return it to the owners. Bishmal Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, I understand. Hanaduktani, that's why the Braisa said Shekin Terech Ashba lefanos, because we're talking about a Braisa garbage dump that will normally be cleared. El Rav Zvid, but according to Rav Zvid, Mashkin Terech Ashba lefanos. Why did the Braisa say normally the garbage is going to be cleared? It's not that the garbage is going to be cleared. It's that normally forks and knives get thrown into the garbage. So Gemara says, yeah, that's what it means. You have to pick up, you can keep the fork and knife. Shekein derech ashpili panos la. I'm sorry, you have to return the fork and knife because it's the way of a... you have to pick it up and return the fork and knife because it's the way in a garbage dump to have forks and knives thrown into it by mistake. Telum ktanim, small utensils, and therefore when you find these small utensils, you need to pick it up and return it. Whereas if it was a big utensil and a garbage dump, it was probably placed there deliberately, so that you should leave for the person who placed it there.